Steve, please introduce our girl from the talk, the one and only.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sheryl Underwood.
Well, thank you, Steve Harvey, for that dignified introduction. Hey, Junior.
What's up, Underwood?
Stick to your segment. We ain't got time for this.
Anyway, this is what I really need to do. Junior, you know I'm getting on a plane, and I'm going to South Carolina. Now, this is for real. Well, really, I'm already here. Okay, let me just make it plain for everybody. I'm already in South Carolina. And what am I doing in South Carolina? I'm going to talk to the presidential campaigns. Whoa. I'm just going to walk up to them like a citizen of these United States. And my question is, what are you going to do to turn up the turnout? That's our new thing, brothers and sisters, turning up the turnout. Why? Because if we don't get in the process, they going to pick somebody for us. And this debate did not make anybody feel good about anybody running. Now, for everybody that got mad at me last week, for talking about Bernie Sanders, I'm going to stay for real on this Bernie Sanders thing. You cannot get up and praise Fidel Castro and think you're going to get in the White House. They want you to do that. You can't sell all these stories about what you're going to do but don't know how to pay for it because no neck bitch McConnell is waiting for you. They going to keep Senate. The Republic is going to keep the Senate. But I'll be sitting in the Republican meetings listening to the plan, and this is not going to work. Elizabeth Warren, you criticize Michael Bloomberg and it still didn't increase your position in the polls. They arguing about stuff that they ain't did in the possessions they had, in the position they had. Gucci Gang, with the Buttigieg or whatever. If the Negroes in South Bend, Indiana ain't for you, then who gonna be for you? We gonna keep it real. So here's my question to all of them that I will be asking all of them since they keep wanting to invite me to take pictures. What are you gonna do to turn up the turnout? And then to the DNC, what money are you going to invest in black radio and black newspapers so that you can speak directly to us? Because according to everybody on that stage, they raising money and they got it. And ain't none of it came to us. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm in South Carolina. So when you see me, brothers and sisters, you know what I'm about to do. My question is, and I'm going to start with Tom Steyer, because he's the only one whose wife wanted to talk to me.
If you do not buy spots on black radio like you do other stations, then I'm not allowing any interviews on this show.
Hey, Steve, I got a way for us to do it. Can I come back in the next segment? I'm going to tell you how we can do it. We started it in 2016.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Political conversation. You were saying that you want to make sure that these politicians who are making all these promises spend money in black radio.
You know, Steve. I think that Sheryl is on to something because, you know, stop assuming that we are just going to vote for you because you're Democrat or we're going to vote for you just because you make an appearance on the show. I think that money is spent on Rush Limbaugh, Hannity. I think money is spent on my man Seacrest. I know money is spent on radio spots, candidates, but very rarely do we see money spent on black radio. And so I think that this year, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, Sheryl, I really want to make a concerted effort. And it's just about, and you can call it what you want to call it, but in all fairness, respect our vote like you respect everybody else's vote. Don't assume that I'm going to just crack this mic and put you in the White House.
There
buy spots like everybody else. You know, you all spending money. Y'all know what this business is. This is a capitalistic society, like that lady said on about me on her email. Steve Harvey, you're a capitalist. Okay. Not going to deny that.
Proud of it.
I want capital for everything on my list. So I'm a capitalist.
That's right.
So what are your thoughts, Sheryl?
this is my thought. When in 2016, remember you and I and other radio entities came together with Black Radio Solidarity Day to drive souls to the polls. Well, we're going to do Black Radio Solidarity, period. We already have 438 radio entities signed up. Go to www.blackradiosolidarity.com. Under this portal, this is why I'm walking up to candidates and going, tell me how much money do you plan on spending to turn up the turnout that you're going to put not just in black radio, but in black newspapers, on social media, influencers. What are you going to do? We wrapping buses. We're going to drive all the way August. You've got to get the young people to remember what you wanted them to do. And I think if we join together and we say to the DNC first, you need to be putting some money over here. This is what they say. Everybody trust you. Everybody know you. All right, then you trust me enough to invest in me holding this microphone and speaking to people. Am I right, Steve Harvey? Mm-hmm. Am I right with this?
Yeah, I think that's
because
the way to go about it. I think because I want to just issue a statement to all the Democratic
candidates. Yeah.
Listen, man. Mm-hmm. Buy some time, just like y'all buying these. Bloomberg, now I give Bloomberg credit for this. To me, so far, he's the only one that has a plan with a dollar amount attached to it to aid the black community, to help it with some of its problems. Now, Shirley and I were talking about this off the air. It is true. Mm-hmm. We don't hear from politicians until it's election time.
Right.
Now, after they get in, no more plans for black people.
Nope.
Ain't no more nothing. That's why I've never put my faith in politicians. And I'm not going to put my faith in any of them now, because I've yet to see the politician that gets in there and works tirelessly. Now, what Obama did was the Health Care Act was done to aid so many black people and so many white people. The education clauses he brought about aided so many black people, so many white people.
Right.
When you're president of the United States, you got to be president for all people. But you also have to remember that all people have special needs, special concerns, and special ways that they got to go about it. And your policies have to do something to touch all of us.
Black Radio Solidarity, all of us coming together, all of us need to come together and say, if you want our vote, you better come and talk to us, answer questions, and put money on black radio and black newspapers. That's all I got to say.
Bye, Cheryl.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
All right, Cheryl, thank you so much. Yeah.
You're listening to the